February 3rd. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. John 14, verse 12. A friend gave me a new vision of our partnership with God. As he talked, oft-repeated scriptures came alive, had new meaning. God does his part, then asks us to do ours, he explained. He could have angels do everything for us, and we'd have nothing to do. How horrible that would be! But he gave us wood, chemicals, metal, land, and built into us intelligence, imagination, strength, and ingenuity so that we can produce cities, factories, and vehicles to go to the moon. God says, I will cause wool to grow, which you can't do. You shear it and weave it into cloth. I will put life in a seed, which you can't do, but you harvest it. He also said, I give you a gospel that if preached will produce a harvest of souls, but you must preach it. Together we'll build a heavenly kingdom. What a wonderful privilege it is to work with God, he declared. God, thank you for the glorious, exciting privilege of being your co-laborers and for the Holy Spirit that leads us to know your will and purpose in our lives.